they were still telling me not worry, it wasn't cancer. But then when they ran that for an infection, there was no infection. So they ran it for cancer cells and it showed cancer cells. So they did an MRI and a CT, and that's when it showed that I had cancer in both my ovaries, my womb, the lining of my abdomen, and the fat layer in my abdomen as well. I wasn't so much shocked and I wasn't annoyed. It was almost felt like a relief, because you feel like you're going crazy that you think you've got cancer and then everyone's telling you you don't. So for me, yeah, it was just actually a sense of relief to be listened to and to know that I was going to get treatment. My kind of outlook on life is I could sit and be miserable about having cancer, or I could sit and just be the same person. And being miserable about it isn't going to change the outcome. So I'd rather just kind of, as much good comes from this as possible. So donate my hair and let someone else benefit from it, raise money for Macmillan, raise awareness. That's kind of, I want as much good to come from my diagnosis as possible. I'm actually looking forward to starting chemo. Since I got diagnosed 2 weeks ago, I've felt like it's just tests and just finding out where I am with my cancer. But for me, chemo is actually when we start fighting cancer and start that journey towards my recovery. I feel well, that's the weird thing. I think people expect you to look really ill when you have cancer, and actually you still look exactly the same. So I feel really healthy. I'm in pain, but I'm on painkillers, and I feel nauseous sometimes. I'm on anti-sickness, but generally feel like I've always felt.